this is Amber. Welcome back to Amber Story House. This is Season 2, Episode 6. We're going to talk about The Little Prince, Chapter 6.
今天要讲小王子第六章，但是篇幅比较短，单字也比较简单，所以我会一句英文，一句中文，之后朗读英文原文。这周会再多更新第七章，还没有订阅追踪的朋友们可以到 Instagram follow 我，才不会错过最新的消息。故事屋的文字档及字卡也都会放在那里哦。我们甚至也会在 IG 每日更新多益必考单字以及其他小活动，一起加入我们学英文吧。
Okay, let's get started. Chapter 6. Oh, little prince,Bit by bit, I came to understand the secrets of your sad little life.
Oh, 小王子，我逐渐了解你那忧伤的小小人生。
For a long time, you had found your only entertainment in the quiet pleasure of looking at the sunset.
过去相当长的时间里，你唯一的乐趣就是观赏那夕阳西下的温柔晚景。
I learned that new detail on the morning of the fourth day when you said to me.
这个新的细节是我在第四天早晨知道的。你当时对我说
I'm very fond of sunsets. Come, let us go look at the sunset now.
我喜欢看日落。走，我们一起去看一下日落吧。
But we have to wait, I said.
但我们必须要等啊。
Wait, for what?
等，等什么
？For the sunset, we must wait until it is time.
等日落啊，我们必须等到时间到了才行。
At first, you seemed to be very much surprised, and then you laughed to yourself.
一开始你显得很惊讶的样子，随后你便自嘲了起来。
You said to me, "I'm always thinking that I'm at home."
你对我说，我老是以为自己还在家呢。
Just so, everybody knows that when it is noon in the United States, the sun is setting over France.
确实，大家都知道，在美国的正午时分，在法国正夕阳西下呢。
If you could fly to France in 1 minute, you could go straight into the sunset, right from noon.
如果你能在一分钟内飞到法国，你就可以直接看到日落。
Unfortunately, France is too far away for that. But on your tiny planet, my little prince, all you need to do is move your chair a few steps.
可惜法国太远了。而在你的小小星球，我的小王子，你所需要做的仅仅是挪动一下你的椅子就好。
You can see the day end and the twilight falling whenever you like.
这样你便能随时看到你想看的夕阳余晖。
One day, you said to me, I saw the sunset 44 times.
有一天我看了夕阳44次。
And a little later you added,
You know, one loves the sunset when one is so sad.
过了一会你又说你知道，当人们感到伤心难过的时候，总喜欢看日落。
Were you so sad then? I asked. On the day of the 44 sunsets?
我问道，看了44遍夕阳的那天，你当时很难过吗？
But the little prince made no reply.
但小王子没有回答。
Chapter 6. Oh, little prince, bit by bit, I came to understand the secrets of your sad little life. For a long time, you had found your only entertainment in the quiet pleasure of looking at the sunset. I learned that new detail on the morning of the fourth day when you said to me,
I am very fond of sunsets. Come, let us go look at the sunset now.
But we must wait, I said.
Wait? For what?
For the sunset, you must wait until it is time. At first, you seemed to be very much surprised, and then you laughed to yourself. You said to me,
I'm always thinking that I'm at home.
Just so, everybody knows that when it is noon in the United States, the sun is setting over France. If you could fly to France in 1 minute, you could go straight into the sunset right from noon. Unfortunately, France is too far away for that. But on your tiny planet, my little prince, all you need to do is move your chair a few steps. You can see the day end and the twilight fully whenever you like.
One day, you said to me, I saw the sunset 44 times.
And a little later, you added,
You know, one loves the sunset when one is so sad.
Were you so sad then? I asked, on the day of the 44 sunsets. But the little prince made no reply.
从这个章节我们知道小王子有着很伤心的过往。已经听过小王子的故事的朋友们已经知道原因是什么了。其实一切都是因为爱。好的，第七章很快就会上架咯，在等待的同时也可以再复习一下前面的章节。Then I'll see you soon. Bye bye!